T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo Councilman Joel Farrelletto joining us live. The Buffalo Common Council has approved a change for the police department because of a shortage of cars in the department fleet. And now they're deciding to lease vehicles for the police department. Joel, why were we in this situation to begin with? Why was there a shortage of cars?
So there was a shortage of cars because the police vehicles have a much shorter lifespan than other cars. Sometimes they only last about 3 years because the wear and tear, a lot of them are used 24 hours a day. So the city of Buffalo yesterday, the Common Council approved an agreement to lease 30 vehicles, and we should have those vehicles in approximately 24 weeks. And we also approved a bond sale to purchase 20 vehicles.
So all of this purchasing done because of what we were told was a pretty big shortage of police vehicles. As this kind of became something that was on the top of the mind of the Common Council and the police department, I mean, is this something that should happen? It almost seemed like an emergency, a granting of money to get these police vehicles.
Yeah, and we certainly don't want to see a shortage of police vehicles. One of the biggest concerns Delaware District residents have, which I represent, are quality of life concerns. They want to see police cars on the street. And we're happy that in about 24 weeks, we'll be adding 30 vehicles. And then the purchase takes a little bit longer because the city has to sell the bonds. Shortly after that bond sale, we'll purchase 20. So we'll be adding 50 squad cars, which I'm very happy about.
Does it make financial sense to lease rather than to buy?
Yeah, so that's a very interesting point. So leasing the 30 vehicles adds about $1,000 in total cost to the vehicle, but we can get the vehicles faster. When we're purchasing them, the city has to sell bonds, has to wait for that process to end, and then purchase the vehicles. But there are some positive aspects of leasing the vehicles. First, like I said, we can get the vehicles faster. And then part of the agreement is after 3 years, the city could purchase the vehicles for $3,500. Or the city doesn't want to purchase the vehicle, then the vehicle goes to auction. If it sells for less than $3,500, the city pays that. If it sells for more, the city gets to keep it. But there's the possibility that the city will keep them because their value in parts will be more, because these police vehicles are custom fit. So some of the equipment on it, the city might be able to use and put that on other vehicles that are damaged.
Okay, because you were just saying a minute ago that, because of wear and tear and everything else, these vehicles don't last in the police department that long, right?
Yeah, and a lot of times they could be involved in accidents, but like I said, the custom equipment on them could be used on other vehicles. So just because we may not want to keep a vehicle after 3 years, it doesn't mean the total vehicle is a loss. There are still parts in the vehicle that could be used and transferred to another vehicle.
Okay, so this whole thing will play out still over the next few months. They still need to be outfitted for Buffalo Police. Joel, want to also ask you a couple questions about Mayor Bloomberg. Tonight's a big night for Michael Bloomberg, who is going to be on a debate stage against his fellow candidates for the first time. You've come out in support of Bloomberg. I'm wondering what it is about Bloomberg that caused you to come out in support of him.
So I came out and support him because as a local government official, I think his experience as the mayor of New York City and having a deep understanding of local issues would benefit municipalities like Buffalo if he's in the White House. And also, he has a global understanding, and he's been very involved on national and global issues through his philanthropies between art, education, the environment, public health, and also government innovation. So I think the local knowledge and the global knowledge and advocacy would make him a great president.
What are you expecting from Bloomberg as he takes the debate stage for the first time tonight?
It's really hard to say what's going to happen tonight. He hasn't just been rising in the polls. He's been surging in the polls. There were two national polls that came out yesterday that had him in second place. There's several Super Tuesday states that came out with polls yesterday that have him leading. The other candidates have debated 8 times this cycle. Mike Bloomberg hasn't debated in over a decade. So because he's rising so fast in the polls, I expect all the candidates to be attacking him. They've already started to do that and in press conferences and rallies and in the media. But I think he's going to be ready for it, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for him to make his case on why he's the best to defeat Trump.
And you expect him to do well in that? We'll see him in debates well past this. You think he's in it for the long haul now?
Yeah, he's in it for the long haul. He has the resources to be in it for the long haul. And I think the fact that he's doing so well in several Super Tuesday states, and because he's rising, he's gonna be in this till the end.
Do you think he'll be here in Buffalo at some point before the New York primary?
Yeah, I expect him to be in Buffalo before the New York primary at the end of April. I'd expect that to happen sometime after the Super Tuesday primaries, but before the New York State primary.
Joel, we appreciate your time this morning. That's Joel Farrelletto, Buffalo Common Councilman, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.